This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
They're home, those three Americans freed in a prisoner exchange with Russia. The Vice President and President Biden both there to greet them as they touch down at Joint Base Andrews outside Washington. The President saying,
"It feels wonderful. Long time to come."
The AP's Donna Warder.
American Paul Whelan has decided on one thing after being held by Russia since December 2018.
"Yeah, I'm glad I'm home. Yeah. I'm never going back there again."
Whelan, who was serving a 16-year prison sentence after being convicted of espionage, says his detention in Russia was pure nonsense.
"I went on a two-week vacation, you know. The FSB grabbed me, said I was a spy. I'm apparently a general in the Army, a secret agent for DIA. This is the nonsense narrative they came up with, and they wouldn't let it go."
Whelan and journalists Evan Gershkovich and Alsu Kermesheva will spend time on Joint Base San Antonio, Texas, being checked by doctors and getting some rest. The three Americans were part of a multinational prisoner swap that set 24 people free. I'm Donna Warder.
President Biden's talking about the trouble in the Middle East, saying he's very concerned that things could get even more violent. The AP's Jennifer King has this.
On Thursday, Biden said he and Vice President Kamala Harris had a very direct conversation with Benjamin Netanyahu, reaffirming support for Israeli security, but he says the basis for a ceasefire is in place and that the Israeli leader should move on it. Israel has vowed to kill Hamas leaders over the group's October 7th attack.
Now to that miserable heat. Millions of Americans are still sweating in these high temperatures. The Weather Service calling it dangerous heat, spreading across much of the country, including the Southeast and the Northwest. U.S. gymnast Simone Biles has 6 gold medals now, 9 Olympic medals in all. This is AP News. Thousands of workers are losing their jobs at one company, the AP's Lisa Dwyer.
Intel is expected to cut about 15,000 jobs as it tries to turn its business around to compete with more successful rivals like NVIDIA and AMD. The job cuts come on the heels of a disappointing quarter and forecast for the iconic chip maker founded in 1968 at the start of the PC revolution. Next week, Intel will announce an enhanced retirement offering for eligible employees and offer an application program for voluntary departures. The company is aiming to save $10 billion in 2025 with a focus on driving down costs. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Labor Department is expected to report this morning that employers added 175,000 jobs last month, decent but down from 206,000 in June. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.